casket, their coffin.
Okay, did you ever see the, the ones that were narrow at the feet and wide at the shoulder? They call that a...
They made them narrow here, like that. Homemade, they used to make them over here with wood and cover them with, if it was a man, they covered it with black cloth. If it was a woman, they covered it with white cloth.
You know what a sharpshooter was? Ever heard of that? That's what they call some of them.
Well, a sharpshooter, and the expressions I've learned was, and a bunch of people, that was, he was the best shooter in the bunch, and they got a bunch of guys.
He was the best shooter in the whole
community, or contest, or whatever it was.
Now, he was an important man, so a lot of people turned out for his...
His skill, I guess, or his...
Well, there'll be a
contest,
lot of people at
yeah.
your uncle's.
Your funeral.
And the people who are dressed in black, you say they're in...
Mourning.
Now, somebody, when people really got worked up or over a death in the family, you'd say that...
They were in mourning and sadness.
You'd say the women lost control of themselves. You'd say they were...
Oh.
Okay. Somebody met you on the street on a day when you were feeling just about average. They'd say, how you feeling? You'd say, oh...
Just so-and-so. I feel okay.
Pretty
down or...
Okay. If you felt you get a little touch of what?
A fever? Rheumatism.
A little stiff in the...
In the joints or...
And, now that disease that made people's skin turn yellow?
Typhoid fever or yellow fever.
Okay. Yellow
jaundice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when they got a pain down here, they had a case of...
Appendicitis.
Do you know what people call that before they knew what it was? Sometimes they didn't know what it was and they called it...
Appendix, but...
Okay. Now, if somebody ate something that didn't agree with them, you'd say it made them...
Throw up, or give them an upset stomach. Or
well, a crude word would be...
We throw up. Yeah.
Or what else?
Vomit.
And then you'd say, what else? Other ways of saying it, you'd say he got so drunk he had to go out and...
And throw up. Yes. Emptied out. I don't know.
Barf at blow lunch.
Yeah.
And now a person vomited, you say, or he was sick.
Well, he was so sick he threw up, that's all.
Sick where? He was sick.
Sick of his stomach.
And, okay. Now, you invite somebody to come over to your place, and you say, now, anytime you want them to come over to your house, you say,
I'll be disappointed. I'd love for you to come visit me.
Anytime you come over,
I'll be glad to have you.
Or I'll be, would you say proud?
I'll be proud to have you.
What does that mean? Same thing?
Well, same thing as glad. I'll just be, as a friend, I'll be glad to have you.
Okay. Now, a boy, we saw a girl leaving a dance alone, and he'd say, he'd walk up to her and say, may I?
Walk you home.
Okay, or?
Take you home, or see you home.
And then we talked about this, they might start begin to start, he was seeing a lot of her, they'd say.
Oh, well, maybe made a love affair, or going together.